This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Washington, D.C. is looking to join several other cities in bringing back the streetcar. Earlier this month, the D.C. City Council gave final approval for what could eventually be a 37-mile network of streetcars. Council members hope this will spur economic development in some of the district's poorer neighborhoods. But as David Schultz from member station WAMU reports, they're running into an obstacle no other city has had to face.
So I'm standing on 8th Street in Southeast Washington. This is one of the proposed routes for the streetcar system. But that system may never actually get built because federal officials are concerned it may ruin something that is at the very core of this city. Here, let me show you what I mean. If we walk a few steps over here and make a right onto the street, now we're on Pennsylvania Avenue. And if you look up, you can see an amazing view of the Capitol. If streetcars were running here, that means there'd be overhead wires on 8th Street, and that means this historic, monumental view might be obstructed.
Oh my God, we live in one of the best cities in the entire world.
That's longtime D.C. resident Meg McGuire. She's with D.C.'s Committee of 100, a historic preservation group that seeks to uphold the grand avenues of the district's famous original design.
We have been guided by a vision that very few cities in the world have had. That's a precious thing. And it's not a burden. It's a blessing.
McGuire says installing wires over some of D.C.'s most historic streets would tarnish that vision laid out more than 200 years ago. Incoming Mayor Vincent Gray is a backer of the streetcar plan. He sees this issue through a very different lens.
This is yet another example of us trying to create a city that is on the grow, that is contemporary, and then being stymied by the federal interest.
Gray says his city's difficulties in creating a streetcar system are due to federal intervention in local affairs, a very touchy subject here. Because of its murky status as not quite a state, but more than just a city, Congress exerts special control over D.C., much to the dismay of local officials like Gray.
And that's a continuing rub, and that is, you know, where does the local interest begin and end? And where does the federal interest begin and end?
This uneasy relationship with its status as the nation's capital is nothing new for D.C. After all, the cost of living here includes having to deal with traffic jams caused by presidential motorcades and entire city blocks getting shut down when foreign leaders or protesters come to visit. On a different part of Pennsylvania Avenue near K Street in Northwest D.C., the flag on top of the White House is visible off in the distance. This is another proposed route for Washington's streetcar system. D.C. resident Jerry Myrick has seen what overhead wires look like, and he hopes they don't come here.
You go to San Francisco and you see these beautiful buildings, these structures, but then you see these wires in the center. It's like, oh, great.
Jose Diaz also lives here. He says rather than the wires obstructing the views, maybe they can instead become a part of them.
If they do it in a proper manner, I'm sure it'll add some sense of old charm to streets, so probably they'll benefit from them.
But before that can happen, D.C. will have to get its streetcar plan passed its largest and most powerful resident, the federal government. For NPR News, I'm David Schultz in Washington.